Like Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Every month, cellist Robert Cohen joins us to talk about the life of a working, touring professional musician. He's talked about concerts and venues, taking an instrument on the road, and teaching a new generation of cellists.
But one thing we haven't spoken with him about is working as a conductor, a role he's about to take on. He talks with Bonnie North about the difference between working with a conductor and working as a conductor.
Well, it's completely different. But I have to start by saying that, you know, I have such enormous respect for conductors and what they do. And I know people are saying, well, they're not making any sound. You know, they're just waving their arms around. And what do they really do? But having worked with so many conductors throughout my life, I really understand how complex it is and what an enormous task it is. And even just preparing the music for yourself and to work with the orchestra is, you know, it's highly complicated. And I think that when people do it well, it's an amazing job. And I would never say, oh, well, you know, they're just waving their stick around and that sort of thing.
Well, a conductor needs to, first of all, understand the piece that he or she is conducting as a whole, all of it, all of its nuances. And then you have to work with the orchestra that you have to make them the best they can be.
That's right. And I think for me, the fundamental difference between playing my cello and conducting an orchestra is that, you know, I'm making my own sound. I work with that sound every day. I mold it and I prepare the music in that way. And when I'm not making my own sound, it's about how I can get other people and hopefully inspire the orchestra members to play with a sound that unites them and that brings a kind of force of beauty and of creation. And it's a very different feeling preparing yourself for that, because first of all, yes, you have to know the score, you have to know every part in the orchestra so well, so not just your line but what the violins are doing, what the oboes are doing, what everybody's doing. You have to have intimate knowledge of what they have to do and how it's going to fit together, as well as your interpretation of the music, because you have to have a really good plan about how you would like it to go, because otherwise you've got all these members of the orchestra feeling different things from the music and somebody at the front not really leading them through a specific path. So your job is definitely to have a concept, to have a real understanding and an interpretation of the music, which you can say to all those members in front of you, please follow me. I will try to convince you that this is a good idea. And I think that that sometimes is very difficult when you've got 70 people in front of you.
Who have all probably, when you combine the amount of time they have all played, you know, it's hundreds of years, and they've probably played this piece, you know, 20 times before, whatever it happens to be, and they all have their own ideas about how it should go.
That's right. I mean, one of the pieces that I'm conducting is the most incredible Mozart Symphony No. 41, his last symphony, the Jupiter Symphony, which is, you know, perhaps one of the greatest pieces of music in existence. And so the challenge to do that, and the thing is the orchestra, they've played it many times. So here I come in front of them and say, how would you like my idea of it now? And of course, I have to be completely honest with myself that I would like it in a certain way. And at the same time, of course, one is responding to what is happening around you, because orchestras have their way of doing things too. And you have to mold that into a single idea, which is your idea. Of course, they expect that. They're expecting you to say, ladies and gentlemen, please, will you follow my interpretation, rather than them split into, you know, factions around the place. So it's kind of a dictatorship. There's no question about that. But one has to, well, my approach is a lot to do with how to enable them to enjoy making music together as a group, and also to notice this incredible subtleties and beauty of the music, and to enjoy their instruments as well, because I think they're very aware that I'm a cellist and that I get great satisfaction from playing the cello. And I like them to feel that they can get that sort of level of satisfaction when they play. And I think sometimes that people in an orchestra. They're working day in, day out. You know, they have so many different conductors come in front of them. They have the same repertoire. And they sometimes can kind of feel, oh, here we go again. You know, I'm just playing my violin and we've got to just get through this. And I feel that my role as a conductor is not to say, look, I am Herbert von Karajan or, you know, Riccardo Muti, or here I am, this great conductor. I don't feel that I can say that to them because, you know, I haven't spent my life conducting solely. So I come with the experience of what it feels like to make music through an instrument. And so they are all doing that too. And I like to feel that I can remind them of that beauty, of that subtlety, and how they can all get something from their own instruments and bring it together in such a way that it should be really thrilling and inspiring. And I feel that's more my role than saying, look, I'm the big maestro and I have the great interpretation.
Yes, particularly for something like the Mozart 41st. I mean, there's just something about it. There's so much in the music itself. And how much fun for you to be able to shape that in any way, shape, or form. To me, that's how I'd be thinking about it. It's like, ooh, I get to kind of put my little stamp on this.
Well, and you know what? Being on the platform with that music around you, I mean, I know it's thrilling to be in the audience, but when you are actually part of the creation of that symphonic sound, it is thrilling. I mean, you know, I could say, to ask myself, what do I get from conducting that I don't get from playing the cello or vice versa? And it is a totally different experience because, you know, when you make the sound yourself, I feel personally that it comes from my soul and I, you know, through me and through the instrument to the audience. And that is a totally different experience to guiding a number of people to produce a sound which almost forces its way through you and past you into the audience behind you. And that sense of excitement and beauty of a large group of people surrounding you really and sending these vibrations is so different. And yet, of course, it's the same thrill in a way.
Do you find it different than, say, playing the solo part of a concerto where the orchestra is like right there with you too, but you're more focused on your own part?
Well, yes, very different. And the other thing is that in this concert, as I quite often do when I conduct an orchestra, I also, part of the concert, also play a concerto with the orchestra, so with my cello. And in a way, that's how I came to conduct in the first place, because I quite often directed the orchestra from the cello in different concertos without a conductor. And then the orchestra people around said, well, would you also like to do the rest of the program? You know, when you're not playing concerto, would you like to conduct us? And that's really how it started many years ago that I started to be involved in conducting. And in this program that I'm playing, well, we're doing Mozart Symphony, I'm also playing a Haydn concerto and Bloch pieces. And, you know, it's somehow also a huge advantage when you come to the orchestra that they actually hear you play. Because what I do is I always arrange that the first things that we rehearse are the things which I play with them. And that way, a lot of messages get transferred to them about the way I move, the way I breathe, the kind of sounds I make, the kind of articulation, the kind of way that I like to work with the music. And that is all done without any words, really, when they hear me play. So it's kind of enlarged chamber music. And then after we work, say, on a Haydn cello concerto, then we might rehearse the symphony where I'm waving the stick in front of them. So by which time, I've saved myself such a lot of words because they already understand my ideas in music generally and my kind of focus and energy. And that I think it's a huge advantage for me to work as a conductor when I've had that, you know, time with them as a cellist.
Have you ever felt that you would like to be a conductor more, that you would like to do it more full time?
No, simply. I just think I would miss the cello far too much. I just live for playing the cello in front of an audience and making music with colleagues with my cello. And I think the experience of conducting is a fantastic challenge. It's a different way of me experiencing music. And I think that brings a lot to my cello playing and vice versa. But I definitely think that there are people who are literally born to work with the orchestra as conductors. And I work with many of those people who are just absolutely incredibly natural and brilliant at that. And I feel that, you know, my area for that is really with the cello, but the orchestra experience, the conducting experience, is something that I can get a thrill from and a challenge, and it's very exciting, but it's not something that I feel I could dedicate my life to.
It's interesting. I often think of conductors as having the orchestra as their instrument. They're not directly playing anything, but they're, as we've been talking about, help shape this sound that affects an audience and allows us to hear the music. And it's almost like it's one step removed.
Well, you know, what I find really fascinating also is the sound. You talk about the sound that the conductor creates with the orchestra, their sound. I've heard orchestras one day working with one great conductor and giving a concert, and then, you know, 2 days later giving a concert with another great conductor. And that orchestra sounds completely different, like a completely different orchestra. The kind of qualities of the sound, the energy, the even just the sense of brilliance or beauty changes somehow just by the conductor, which is, of course, it's right, but it somehow can be so extreme just because the conductor has a different way with the music and perhaps relationship with the orchestra members as well. I think that's an incredibly important part of how an orchestra sounds, because when the conductor has a warmth and a passion and a sort of encouragement to the orchestra, they can sound wonderful in certain ways. If they're very dictatorial, if they're very kind of, you know, I'm the boss, the orchestra can sound brilliant, but can be quite a different quality. And I again, the personality of the person in front of the orchestra really affects all of those musicians and therefore the musical experience altogether.
Again, it's like that conductor takes the orchestra and creates the instrument. You know, it is like creates the sound the way you would play Bach one way and another cellist might play it another way. And it's the same music and it's the same instrument, but it has a different feel. Completely, which is why we go to hear different people. It's why we
That's
go
right.
to hear different orchestras and we hear different conductors. And, you know, you'll have these intense arguments about who plays the Beethoven Seventh better, you know, you know, which orchestra's interpretation do you, and it's so personal, and whose version of something speaks to you in a different way and at a different time. And so, I mean, to me, That's what makes it so fun.
And, you know, and for me, of course, talking about Bach and all this cello repertoire, the chance to work on symphonic repertoire or chamber orchestra repertoire is fantastic and very inspiring, because it's a whole new area for me. You know, it's like when I was with the Fine Arts Quartet, the quartet repertoire was a totally different area than I'd played before ever in my life. And the symphonic and chamber orchestra repertoire is an entire different area for me to study, to work in, to experience. And of course, it's an enormous repertoire. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of times bigger than what is written for the cello. So, of course, I can escape into that very easily and have a great time with the repertoire.
Well, Robert, best of luck with that. We'll talk before this actually happens, but I'm so looking forward to hearing about it afterwards as well.
Yes, indeed.
Well, be well, and we will talk again next month.
Great, Bonnie. Thanks so much.
Professional cellist Robert Cohen joins us each month to talk about the life of a professional musician in a segment we call On That Note. He spoke with Bonnie North, and you can hear past conversations with him at wuwm.com.